Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from Pima Region number 6. And it is a Thursday, November the 30th, 2017. It is the last day of November. Where has flown? The 2017 just flew by. Just really, really did. So today is Thursday. Let me start this all over. Been doing too much, y'all. Today is Thursday, November the 30th, 2017. And this is how you know that there is no corporate sponsors here, because we don't have to be polished and have everything correct and everything right. We can speak the way that we speak. We can make the mistakes that we make that still actually exemplifies our overall great capabilities, instead of trying to be the overall lights, camera, action perfect. That's why I love this network and all of the other grassroots networks, and you as being true or true holistic individuals that the great creator has made perfectly, and we are polishing that perfection. So today's show, definitely going to have a live show for you today. Definitely looking forward to getting into that. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit **, and then we will see you in the queue. Okay. Make sure, Scotty says, make sure you log in with a profile. I know my man Scotty has a good reason for that. My screen is back to normal, to where it's no gray screen over it. So that was cool, but I could work around it anywhere. But I think Scotty is there. Hey, Scotty, did you have something, brother?
Yeah, I put that in there because we be having people lurking the chat. And because of the way this chat is, and I haven't found one better yet, have been causing problems with the board. So if they're not logged in with a profile, and it's saying unknown, I'm booting them out.
Booting them.
Yep.
My man. The way we do it. And I totally agree. Once I saw that, I knew that there was and that was exactly what I thought. So you heard it here first. So you have to have a profile, or else you're going to get booted. So great opportunity that we're going to continue to bring you all. And I greatly want to say I thank you all for who you are and your capabilities. So looking forward to growing with you all. So let me see where we're going to go first and foremost. Okay, but let's first and foremost take care of some of our administrative duties. And I just want to say this before we do that. You know, we have a great opportunity and great opportunity for us to bind together and do things in a more holistic, harmonious way. And I'm looking so forward to building that. Yes, I know that there is going to be problems and troubles, and it's most, you know, it's going to be a journey. And I would just say that in that journey, the now is just as equally important as in the later. What I mean, what you hope to succeed at and what your overall goals are. Because how you handle now really determines how far you go to get to later. And so I want to build something that we're all proud of, and in that, and think it's very important that we remember and do what is our absolute best at all times. Just because we could doesn't mean that we should. Just because we think we can't doesn't mean that we should surrender to that. And just because we do doesn't always mean that we will. We do make mistakes, but doesn't mean that we always will make that same mistake. Hope. And I think here at Black Talk Radio Network, and you as the Black Talk Radio Network listening audience and the Tando Radio Show audience, the opportunity of the present right now is priceless. By way of one another, by way of each other, and by way of laying a foundation that those that we have yet not named can build off of, is so powerful. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. I just wanted to say that to you all and to encourage everyone, to encourage myself and you and our overall collective species, that our opportunities and all of the living entities, that our opportunities far, far outweigh our obstacles. If we choose to focus on our opportunities, our benevolent opportunities. That's why I love you guys, because that's what this is really all about. We're going to definitely move forward in that. So with that being said, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air, bringing you all of the programs that you have deemed as being necessary and relevant in the future. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That's the homepage. And once you're on the homepage, you can see the donation prompt that is there. Please engage that in donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy, some of your cash, some of your currency to the network, because that's how the network is going to be able to grow. Because it has no corporate sponsors, because it is truly a grassroots organization. So do what it is that you can. Hopefully, we will continue to build, and we all carry our overall responsibilities, and choosing to do that is more powerful than being forced to do it. So it goes a whole lot further. So please support Black Talk Radio Network. It's another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network. That's being by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. You can also find BTR Community on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. And on the homepage, you will see a capital B with a black background. That's the prompt you need to hit there to become a member for only $24 a year. Give you a financial obligation, and that will support the network, the platform, and continue this overall trajectory of success. So definitely please engage in that, because that social media network and outlet is something that you could do under the protection of membership, and it's only $24 a year. So please engage that. Very, very important. Also, For those of you, we've been extremely busy with our Coins for Change venture. I'm all in on this one. Really am. So been doing a lot of that. We're going to be putting a lot of people in. For those of you that are Tando Radio Show listeners, you definitely want to get in. Is some of the people that we're going to be putting in have extensive access to people that will be willing to engage in this. There's one young man that we have that has thousands upon thousands of people, and he has friends with people that have a million people that we're going to that we're definitely going to be bringing the opportunity in Coins of Change. We're going to be doing, I did a YouTube video. We'll actually be airing that YouTube video, depending on how I like. I wasn't really feeling that well that day. So, but we'll put that one out, and then we'll do another one that is going to be top rate. Great, great opportunity. So definitely looking for that to be coming out. Been hecka busy. So if you haven't gotten into Coins of Change via our platform, and you would like to do that, and I would put would want to, for you all, the Tando Radio Show listeners, the Black Talk Radio Network listeners, I want you to text me and just let me know that you are a Tando Radio Show listener and a Black Talk Radio Network listener. And when you do that, there's a couple of things you need to do. And once you do those things, I have places definitely to place you that I could do immediately, and definitely want to get you in, especially for the overflow that's going to be rushing into this platform. You could go to, you know what I'm going to do next week. Because tomorrow, I have a seminar this weekend. Tomorrow, we will have a show, but we're going to have, I want to expose you to a very good video, and most of the show is going to be the video, but we're going to have a show definitely tomorrow. But this weekend, I have a seminar that I will be doing. And then on Monday, I definitely want to bring the whole Coins of Change opportunity to you all and give you the full presentation. And so that is what I really want to do, and I will be doing that. But definitely you would want to get in before that, and this weekend could put you in somewhat tonight. We'll be able to put you in as well. So just reach out to me. Right after the show, I have a conference call with my friend, my man, Warren Valentine's True Fighters. Will be having a conference call with those a Zoom conference call to get those individuals ready to engage in the opportunity. So I won't be able to do pretty much anything else tonight. We'll be dealing with that, and that's probably going to go for a while. So just wanted to let you all know. So major, major opportunities. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint. Send an email to info@prosperitymint. You want to send an email saying that you are you are inquiring about purchasing, or you are interested in purchasing the precious metals, and someone will get in contact with you about how to properly make that purchase and explain that overall process to you. Okay, very, 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 very important. So, that being said, that's that. Let's get into what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Today's show topic is Operation Gray Skies. Things are happening. That's what today's show is going to be about. First article posted from the New York Times. White House plans Tillerson's ouster from State Department to be replaced by Pompeo. And he was the former CIA person, I believe it was. Yes, I think so. Why is that so significant? And I think because when you start to move into a expanded war zone and a full all-out full global war zone, you want to have nothing but generals and intel people around you in all positions, in all positions. And that's where shaping up here. But we knew that that was going to be happening. Well, check out that article. Very telling. Next article, I posted this from the American Military News. War with North Korea closer after latest missile launch. The UN ambassador, celebrity figurehead ambassador Nikki Haley said the United States Security Council met for an emergency session on yesterday, following the North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile launch on Tuesday. North Korea launched a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile that claims it is the most powerful to date. And we're going to take a look at some of this today. So check out that next article from the South China Morning Post. China and the U.S. steps up military talks to prepare for worse on North Korea. Military officials from China and the United States are stepping up communications on a Korean Peninsula situation. Defense analyst says as generals from the two sides wrap up talks. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. Have another article. It says from Russia Today International, North Korea leases photos of the ICBM from the latest test capable of striking the U.S. You can see the actual, what they supposedly the missile. Excuse me, the ICBM that was actually used. So some of that documentation, how true it all, who knows, but you definitely need to know that there are some things that are being planned that's not going to work well for us. Next article from the Jerusalem Post, Iranian warships headed to the Gulf of Mexico. As Iran continues to fight to become a global superpower, the Islamic Republic flag may soon be flying away, halfway across the globe on warships warships sent to the Gulf of Mexico. Check out that article. Sorry about that. So I just wanted to say that because of everything that's happening and want to get a full breast of this whole thing. I mean, a full view of this whole thing and be abreast of it all. Next article, got this one also from Russia Insider. U.S. should come clean. U.S. should come clean if it looks for a pretense to destroy North Korea, the Russian foreign minister said. The U.S. has been consciously provoking North Korea to take action, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov alleged after Pyongyang's latest ballistic missile test. Moscow suspects the U.S. wants a pretext to attack North Korea, he said. And so definitely can see that, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Next article, Rise posted this one from Gizmo. IRS has come knocking at Bitcoin's door at a time when regulations, glitches, and price swings, forks, hacks, and fraud can be seen to keep the cryptocurrency mania down. There's a new hurdle for it as it overcomes the tax man. Coinbase is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world, and it is backed by high-profile investors. Check out that article. Great article. My man Roz, as always. Next article, Roz posted this from Cerebrally Naive Money. Inside a Russian Bitcoin farm, Bitcoin craziness spreads to Overstock Square. Several stocks have recently seen their fortunes rise, and far along with the breathtaking moves in Bitcoin, the latest cryptocurrencies have captivated the finance world by skyrocketing to 11,000 this week after starting the year at less than 1,000. Bitcoin quickly plunged back down to around 9,000 after peaking on Wednesday. So check out that article. Next article I have posted there, and this comes from your news wire. CIA confesses on deathbed, I killed Bob Marley. A 79-year-old retired officer of the CIA, Bill Oxley, had made a series of stunning confessions since he was admitted to Mercy Hospital in Maine on Monday. He was told he has weeks to live. He has claimed to have committed 17 assassinations for the United States government between 74 and 1985, including the music icon Bob Marley. Check out that article in itself, and these things continue to go on today. So that's what's in the news, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So that being said, want to jump into today's show, and you know, it was a couple of things that I want to get into with you all, just to lay out some of the pretext or just some of the things I just want you to be aware of. We're a little different than other things within the space of alternative media or just in the overall sphere of information. And not everything that is put out as news or as happenings are truthful. We all know that, but I think it's very important for us to resonate with truth, because that we need that. It doesn't need us. So I just want to bring some things to you so that you can conceptualize them and come up with your own thought process, but just to keep you abreast as to what some things that are going on that may not be talked about or shared in this content on this type of platform for this audience. And to me, that is very, very important, you being the audience. Excuse me one second. Because there is always a different form of information that the demographics of separation is given. And I want us to be, you to be, the community to be, our families to be in a position of at least being aware and capable of processing any and everything. That's why I think that this network is so, so important. There was a report that, and I didn't report it when it was said to happen for different reasons, but not because I didn't think it was true or didn't think that it was possible, but I didn't want to give the overall heightened spin on it, because that's where the deception is, because that's where the details lie. There have been reports that there has been an actual engagement at the CIA headquarters by U.S. troops, particularly Marines, and they actually engaged and actually raided headquarters at Langley, the CIA headquarters in Langley. Well, I don't think the CIA's headquarters is in Langley, Virginia. Just because they say it is doesn't mean that that's true. But what it does show is that for whatever reason, that event will play itself out later on as to what the intentions were. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I just want to give you some of the information and you can decide. Do some of your own research on it and see what's happening. But I can definitely see the destabilization starting to really start to set in. Because remember, we talked about there was going to be the untied states of America. And all of the And if you really look at it, all of the situations are presenting themselves to be just that. And they're, in my opinion, they're only going to grow. And this is why the cloud cover of gray skies are upon us. Because the things are definitely happening. And for whatever reason, whatever was happening in Virginia at Langley, whatever was happening at the celebrity banner posting a banner of CIA headquarters, it's done for a very distinct reason. And I think that reason is going to be coming out, whether true, sincere, or not. And I would say not. It's going to be coming out probably months down the road, and you'll hear another portion of information about it as to why something may have happened there, and there will be a story about it. But earlier this month, there was reports that there was a raid at the CIA headquarters carried out by U.S. Marines. And they actually engaged by moving into the CIA headquarters, and whatever happened from while they were inside is anyone's guess. But there were reports of that. And this is significant because of the overall movements that you're seeing in Saudi Arabia, the hidden movements that's not really being reported as much, but you're getting glimmers of it in Central America, in the Caribbean, in the West Indies, in South America, on the continent, in Africa, in many countries. In Europe, so I want you to really think about it. The Middle East has positioned itself for military engagement, from Syria to Jordan to Lebanon to Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Egypt, Israel, all of the area that is there. Has staged itself, the UAE, all of that area has positioned itself and has actually prepared itself for military engagement. And one of the things that happens in this is that it's a slow, methodical buildup. And it's not something that's always so overt. Because when you control people, when you hypnotize people, it's a methodical process. So if you look in Europe right now, everything is primed. Excuse me, in Middle East, everything is primed right now. All of the assets are there. Look at Syria. Look at Israel. Look at Saudi Arabia. Look at Yemen. Look at Iran. All of those areas are fully primed for an engagement to happen at any time. Well, many can say, well, it's been a while, you know, it's been like that for a very long time. Yes. But the scale and the dynamics of it, because one of the things that the system does is it lulls you to sleep so that whenever something more happens, you already don't pay attention to it. Significant moves. They've already started the invasion of Syria to control Iran. How do you do that? You don't do that overnight. You take your time and methodically put assets in the position so that the people will not take notice, and you just keep the regular everyday person so busy in their everyday life that they don't even notice the major change that are around them, the changes that are around them, and the chains that are being stacked and intertwined and spiraling upward around them, layering it itself thicker and thicker and thicker to where you can't see anything but the bars. It's how the system works. And it works that way by choice, because it's very, very effective. You have also in Eastern Europe, the nations that border Russia and in the former, some of the former Soviet Union states, the NATO states that are there, they're all priming themselves and building themselves up for major military confrontation by not just one or two nations, but all of NATO. And why is that happening? Because there's a defined reason for it to happen, because it's time to engage it. And they've been doing it for a while. And in doing it for a while, what do you have? You have the cover of a surprise by embedment. The system always embeds itself into the psyche of the everyday people so that it can fulfill what it needs to fulfill. So people won't even notice that all of a sudden the overall police state is what they told you to watch out for, but you weren't really looking at the complete martial law takeover that has already happened. And they give all of the different reasons and all of the different events to condition for the destabilization of the very effective program of depopulation. And it happens throughout history because it has worked perfectly well throughout history. Not on all, as Robert would say, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can't fool all the people all the time. So Europe is set, completely set. Remember the forced immigration of invasion that happened in Europe that gives it all of the perfect plausible deniability to say that it had been infiltrated. And those that came in so-called as refugees were more like invading armies that now have been militarized. And that is going to cause a major destabilization globally, when everything goes at in a controlled demolition, boom, 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 then the building falls in its footprint. Not one, not two, but three or four. In Africa, on the continent, from Lebanon to Djibouti to other states inside of the continent, the destabilization, Sudan, Libya. Libya is a critical, strategically critical country. One of the reasons why in the Marine Corps hymn, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, because that country is strategical in its geographical location and its resources that are there, light sweet crude, and all of the countries that are wealthy with assets are going to have major destabilization problems that are going to happen in those areas that are going to affect everyone in the world.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Libya, but you just put a thought in my head. Greed is the great destabilizer.
Yes.
Man's greed. I mean, he'll do all kind of evil because of his greed. But when you mention that sweet crude oil, which for people that don't know, that simply means it doesn't have to be refined as much as this other oil, like that tar sands oil that they putting in that pipeline. You know, it's like that's why they call it tar sands. So that oil in Libya and Nigeria, I learned, has that same type of oil. Now, they're saying 70% of the immigrants that's being trapped up in that slavery and other abuse and what have you are Nigerians. And I'm saying to myself, and then I found out today from, you know, another independent journalist, T. West of Afrocentergy, that Nigeria was one of the African nations that voted in the UN resolution to take Gaddafi out. Now I'm looking at, now it's your citizens that's being abused more than anybody else in Libya. Now, some people might say, well, that's karma. That's reaping what you sow. But them poor people, those are poor people. Them ain't the rich people. Nigeria is a wealthy nation, but it's sort of like the United States with all the wealth in the hands of a few people while the other people, I mean, you have to really be in some poverty to be getting on these boats and to be trying to escape, you know, to make it over to Europe and what have you. So I was like, man, that whole situation, man, it's just so many lessons that could be learned from that.
It is, Scotty, and it's a destabilization program because of, like what you said, man's greed to control resources in order to subjugate and enslave mankind, other men. It's ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. And what happens in this system is that the greed becomes competitive. It really becomes competitive against this organization or this set of family ties versus this, and they control the resources of the world in a fight against each other. But when it comes down to it, they realize the importance of big business as a way of making enemies friendly so that they never lose control of the general population globally. How do you control the people globally? By resources. You take their sustainability away. You take away the money. And I'm not talking about cash. I'm talking about the sustainable life force that the great creator has given to all, not only as a gift, but as a relationship. Because everything that the great creator has made lives. You know, you hear people talking about hugging trees and all this other stuff. It's a living entity. It's a completely living entity. I'm not saying that, you know, that you need to be hugging them and showing a human signs of affection. But I think that there needs to be a reverence for their overall powerful existence. And to do and to not to interfere in that living entity's way of life and not to interfere in it all, not to overstep your bound, not to infringe on their overall self-determination and sovereignty. Where you invoke yours over theirs. Yours is more important than theirs. That's not life. That's the overall pursuit of destruction. And globally, we are seeing a very strong pursuit towards destruction. in Europe. Europe is completely destabilized now. However you want to look at it, from the Brexit to the intentional migration crisis, to the economy, to the fighting for resources as it goes into winter. Wars, major wars, global wars seem to always love to start and go into high gear in the winter. You know, the other wars of the past, they didn't just jump off into the global wars. They were engagements that just kept growing and growing and growing. And the people didn't think that it would ever reach them until it did. And then right before it did, they said, oh, shoot, this is going to be bad. And they said it was going to be bad because they didn't prepare. And so they fell for all the tricks that came along with it. See, a lot of that happening now. A lot of it happening. There's an article. Well, let me get to a little more before we do that. Also in South America and the Caribbean, you have Russian, probably even Korean, North Korean subs that are positioning themselves in striking range of the U.S. mainland. Back when Obama got the celebrity figurehead Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, there was a ballistic missile that went off at the Catalina Islands, off of the Catalina Islands in Southern California. And that ballistic missile was so powerful, and it was the overall exercise to get that ballistic missile airborne, it was so intense that whoever did it, I definitely think it was the Chinese, but now looking back at it, guess who that could have been? Could have been the North Koreans. When they shot off that ballistic missile, they shot off an EMP so that no one could track them, no one could chase them or foil their overall dry run. How do you know that they shot off an EMP? Because there was a cruise ship that was in the area when that overall ballistic missile was fired, and that cruise ship went dead in the water. All of the power was lost. It was as if it was hit with an EMP, because it was. It was rendered dead in the water. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, folks. They had initially blamed it on the Chinese, and everybody said the Chinese. I'm here to tell you that the most likely scenario of that was that it was actually the North Koreans. I don't know that. Doesn't really matter. Because I'm going to tell you, in my estimation, what I know is capable is that North Korea may not do anything, but somebody will do something and say they did it. And we have the tendency to be gullible enough to have a us and them mentality. And we say, they did what to us? Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Then you have Venezuela. Once again, one of the richest oil-producing countries in the world. Produces some of the most oil out of all of the OPEC nations. Look at his strategical position. Critical. And while what is known as the U.S. is losing its overall geopolitical influence, losing his financial influence and losing his military influence over the rest of the world as we speak. And my man L.A. Ramon, I recently read Mexico is ramping up military activities. I didn't know they had much of a military. I would say they have a very substantial military when they have China as their backer. Great, great point. I mean, I'm glad L.A. Ramon brought that up. Canada is ramping up its military engagement. China has sent troops to actually fight alongside with the Syrian. Some of their special forces they sent over to fight with the Syrian army. To fight with the SAA. If China's fighting with the Syrian army, who are they fighting against? What country this past summer invaded them? The one that they divide the lines by and say is the U.S. There's no putting this genie back in the bottle, y'all. They're going to have their global depopulation. And all of the signs are there. So what I want to do, I almost forgot, and of course, how can we forget about the South Sea of China and North Korea, Korean Peninsula. All of that area has been completely destabilized to where you have multiple U.S. aircraft carriers that are stationed there and ready to have a exercise, the Vigilant Ace exercise, simulating a U.S.-South Korea engagement with North Korea. Now, in order to do that, what do you need to do? You need to put assets in place. And what was said earlier this week, if we have to go to war over this, we will. Lindsey Graham. Celebrity figurehead Nikki Haley. We don't want a war with North Korea, but we'll definitely give it to them. And we'll totally annihilate their whole regime. Now they have the assets in place to do it. And they have the overall leverage of being able to say North Korea did something, that they had to trigger it, right? They had to have a preemptive strike on them. And the whole world would buy it. They've been building it up because it's going to happen. Don't ever think you ever have to worry about in so much as a Korean device or weapons of destruction, of mass destruction from North Korea being here. Reason being is because doesn't matter if it's Korean or this or that. It's going to target innocent people that had nothing to do with it. It's still a bomb. It's still poison. It's still hostile engagement. And these hostile engagements are all we're all very accustomed to it. Because we've been actually indoctrinated in this whole society, in this system, to accept it. That is something that could happen in your lifetime. And if it is going to happen in your lifetime, it's your duty and your honor to be ready. Why are they telling you to be ready? Because they're serious about, because the system is serious about bringing to fruition what it warns you about. You know, it's really not prophecy if you write the prophet and you fulfill it. That's nothing more than a letter saying, I'm going to do this. When I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it not only in one age, I'm going to do it in all ages. Continuously. You ever wonder why every generation says that they're in the last days? You ever wonder why all of those prophecies have always been a part of your life? You can account for those as being a signal to this and that of the last days. Your parents thought they were in the last days. Your parents' parents thought they were in the last days. Their parents' parents thought they were in the last days. You know, the word last days really kind of goes to infinity. It goes to infinity because it was chosen as a propaganda marketing plan of indoctrination, because it is always. Mankind for a very long time has always been in the last days. And unless things drastically change among the people, not those that create the system, uphold the system, but those that that allow themselves to be subjugated to it. That's the only relief that will ever come, when those that are adversely affected by it no longer give it energy. No longer give it energy. Just looking at one of the articles that we had, and it talked about the so-called CIA operative that assassinated Robert Marley. If you get a chance, read the article. But one of the things that was very, very particular about it was that Robert, with his music, had became a threat to who? And because he became a threat, couldn't control him, couldn't even get into compromise, had to stop that energy. Because it wasn't that Robert's energy was so destructive. It's if others decided to resonate with that same energy that Bob resonated with. That would be the death knell of the system that we know that perpetuates subjugation and enslavement. There lied the problem. It was never Bob and all of his great talents and his great musical genius. But it was the resonating energy that he had that was the threat. And that resonating energy was that it would resonate with others. And there would be a collective movement by the people to allow themselves to decide, to invoke, to ensure, to dictate, and to demand, and to energize a different direction. That was the problem. Because that energy is always here and is always among us all. We're all capable of it. But the system always wants you to suppress it and never allow it to come to fruition. That's why they have to start at its earliest ages to indoctrinate you to schooling, to domesticate you to enslaving ourselves so that their weak grip will have a strong hold over those that have surrendered. That's what it was really about. And the system has done a pretty effective, efficient job. Look at how long it's been around. Look at its influence on everything. Everything you eat. Everything you wear. Breathe in, you drink. All of the advertisements that are placed, strategically placed throughout the world. They're all operations. They all have operational purpose. They all have a pre-designated objective. They all have been written by the hands of men for the lawless. And this is why Robert was considered a threat. It wasn't so much him, but it was that energy. We have to send that energy forward. We have to send that energy somewhere else, because it's going to mess up everything here. It's going to cause an earthquake here, and it's going to shake our foundation and cause us to crack. Because then that's when that happens. That's when the controlling influence starts to fight among itself, and it starts the self-destructive nature that they project. They can no longer project it. It's forced back into them, and it's like a cancer. Cancer is one of the only diseases that will eat itself and its host to death, and killing itself as well. Not one and only one, but one of the characteristics of it. Very, very powerful. I think it's very, very important for us to resonate in a different way. By resonating in a different way, the school's influences of things no longer have a stronghold over you. And many would say, yeah, but Dave, you say but because you haven't decided to confront the but in your mind, in your heart, in your free will. When you do, it's crystal clear. It's crystal clear. Listen, you may go to a commercial break. When we come back, there's a couple of things I want to read to you. My man Rise put a very, very good article in. There's two articles I want to read to you. One of the ones Rise put in, want to take a look at. So the destabilization program is real and it's going to be ramping itself up, and I just want us to be in a position of advantage. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back.
drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Got to give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my weight. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Wouldn't it be crazy? Don't you step for me?
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to getting started. I think we got a caller that's in queue. Definitely want to get to them, and it's out of, oh, my, yeah, I think this is who I think it is as I look down at the board. Looking forward to this call. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Is this who I think it is? Area code 281. Go ahead, you're on air.
Hi, how are you? Yes, it is.
What's going on?
What's going on, David?
See, Doc, you, I man, that, I was like, uh-oh, maybe I got to play this one off. I said, man, Doc, that wasn't even fair. We have the great Doc Hawkins. And let me tell y'all, man, Doc Hawkins, woo, recently saved my bacon. Oh, my goodness. Doc really did. He knows what I'm talking about. And, Doc, thank you so much. That would have been a real bad fatal mistake. So, Doc Hawkins, what's going on? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. You know, I just wanted to talk to you and the people briefly about something that was going on here in Houston. I talked to Brother Davis about it earlier today, and you know, it's one of those weird things that we have to discuss. But
yes.
Like, for example, you know, when the flood hit the city of Houston, there was a lot of strange things that happened. One
yes.
of the strange things is, let's just say that the city of Houston was left with over 8 million cubic yards of debris that needs to be moved. 8 million cubic yards. A cubic yard, my people, is roughly 27 feet.
Right.
So imagine 8 million cubic yards of debris that has to be removed. The city of Houston has absolutely nowhere to put all of this debris. They have nowhere to put it. So the debris is just sitting here, and guess what? There's viruses and bacteria in the debris. And the longer it sits, the more viruses and bacteria are going to fester there. Now, let's just say a bacteria, for example, can survive on stainless steel for 93 hours. And that is in a sterile environment. Outside, you're dealing with a totally different animal. Now, if they were to remove the debris from the city of Houston, what would happen is the bacteria and viruses, some of them will become airborne.
Right.
So they're going to have to decontaminate the city, and they don't want to do that because it's going to cost them. Now, they proposed doing so at one time with chlorine. So if you could imagine spraying a whole city you know, with bleach.
They're going to gas the whole city.
And we're talking about hundreds of millions of gallons of bleach. I mean, you got to understand how big Houston is. Houston is something like 658
miles. Houston
is huge. You know, and if, in fact, if you took all the debris from the city of Houston and dumped it in Dallas, you'd fill up the whole city pretty much. You know, there's that much debris here in Houston. They have nowhere to put it. The landfills can't hold it, so it's just sitting there. And to make matters worse, when the flood hit, most of the water treatment plants flooded. You're talking about sewage, raw sewage, on top of the ceiling in a lot of these water treatment plants. But some of them were still servicing people's homes and things of that nature. So reluctantly, after I went on radio, and I'm not saying they did this because of me, but I just think it's a strange coincidence. I went on a local FM station here called World Music Express, and it's extremely popular here. Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and so forth, as we're called, listen to that particular FM station. It's extremely popular. And I warned people then about the E. coli in the water. The host of the show is a gentleman by the name of Harrison Cooney. Now, I told them that there was E. coli in the water and that the mainstream wasn't telling us about it, and the type of E. coli that is in the water, the drinking water that is flesh-eating. Now, a couple of scientists, mainstream scientists, got on the show later. They tried to debunk me. They said this wasn't true. Well, the very next day, mainstream media admitted, the local Fox 23, I think it's Fox 26, admitted that there was E. coli in 12 different areas around Houston, and that the people couldn't drink the water and they better not bathe in it, because the level of E. coli in the water was over 200 times greater than the federal government will even allow you to swim in. So just let that sink in. That's what's in the drinking water. And the people here aren't being told. Some are paying attention, thank goodness. But that's what you have. And the city of Houston is trying desperately to avoid decontaminating the city. Because now, if you just do a simple Google search, just Google Professor Alvarez from Rice University, his white paper on copper and silver ionization. You see, and I wrote a white paper too that's also published. In fact, you could just Google it. You could just Google reasons why Dr. Hawkins proposes to use their silver solution generators. Now, we have generators, and David, you saw the pictures of it yesterday, that could treat up to 10 million gallons of water a day by means of copper and silver ionization, right? This is what the city of Houston is going to have to use in order to effectively decontaminate the entire city, and they don't want to freaking do it. But guess what? There's no other company, black-owned or otherwise, in the whole country that have these types of purifiers. So they're going to have to come around. And I said all that to say this. If there's any people out there that are serious, and David, you and I really got to talk about this. We can make a lot of money and keep it in our communities. It's not just here in Houston, but it's in Florida, and it's also in New York. Now, David, I'm quite sure out of everybody, you know this already, but I'm going to say it for the sake of the people. Now, Governor Cuomo from New York, he passed a bill a few months ago, and the bill was for $3.2 million. And the bill is to clean up the water in the state of New York. Now, guess what? They earmarked 30% of that money for black-owned commercial water purification companies. Now, guess what else? There are no other black-owned commercial water purification companies in the whole country. So when they couldn't find any in New York, he sent the chairwoman of his outreach committee looking. She found me. Her name is Claudia Swansea, and she is the president of the NAACP chapter in New York. So now the NAACP are endorsing us. So we got some things on the horizon here, and we need serious-minded black business owners or black entrepreneurs to build with us on this, because there's enough to go around. This is a big, big, big project. Like I said, there are things going on here locally in Houston and also in Florida. They need water treatment systems in the worst way, and not these little bitty things that the people are selling y'all for $100 or whatnot. I'm talking about commercial and industrial level purifications. Those master base filters that I told y'all about, they're the real deal, man. This isn't an option.
Yeah.
This is what NASA really uses in their deep space exploration, and I can prove that, not only with patents, but with federal government documents. So again, my people, let's build. This is the time for black entrepreneurs.
Doc, and that's so important, because with E. coli and cholera, you remember, and I know that you know, Doc, what saved the people in Haiti when they had the earthquake, when the water was when the cholera outbreak happened in Haiti, the only thing that saved the general population from the spread of the cholera was silver impregnated ceramic filters. And Doc has the copper and the silver. This is...
Well, not only the copper and silver, the platinum, the palladium, the rhodium, the iridium, the zinc, the magnesium, etc. And the NASA filters, they're made of a much greater material. If you can, imagine a 10-inch cylinder, or let's just say a 10-inch long by 2.5 inches wide filter housing media, or a cylinder, if you will. And imagine taking 2 football fields of let's just say a thin material like silk, and trying to shove it into that container. You can't do it. But guess what?
Right.
When you have $20 billion with a B, you can develop such nanotechnology that allows you to do that. And that's what we're dealing with right now. You see what I'm saying? So we have affiliate marketing programs going and the whole nine. You know, as the old saying goes, I can show you better than I can tell you. But only if people are serious, man. That's too much half-stepping. We got to stop doing that. And I'm telling you right now, David, you're in Dallas. Let me ask you this, my brother. Are you connected with the Dallas Black Chamber of Commerce?
You know what, Doc? I have an opportunity to engage with those individuals by one of my business partners. Yes, and I need to really catch up with you. And one of the things, Doc, I'm going to go back to that in a second. You know, we were looking at something here, and they're starting to say what you have been saying since you've been on Tando Radio Show, about how it's not just Flint, Michigan that has water problems, but the deterioration of all of the water from the piping to the delivery systems, how they've all been compromised and they haven't been serviced or replaced since the 1700s, and all of the septic overflow that's happening there is completely poisoning not just one part of the country, but everywhere. Those studies were just starting to come out, and this is what you've been talking about for a long time.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, let's just be honest, man. I'll tell you something. Now I'll repeat this. Like you said, I stated this back in the day, but we have what's called wood water mains all throughout the country, and they're not telling
us. Right.
Wood water mains are what they built before the Civil War to transport water from city to city, or sometimes from one part of the Union to the next or whatnot. Okay, now, that infrastructure in many places are still there. Now, the claim by the government, and look, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just a little black man trying to make it, okay? But what they say is that the people who had the expertise to replace the wood water mains are all dead, and that's the reason why that old infrastructure is in place. They say, well, no, we can't take that old infrastructure out and completely replace it and upgrade it. We don't have the expertise. We need guys that were actually alive in the 1800s to you know, replace it with more wooden pipes. Well, like I said, it might be true. It couldn't be possible. I don't know. But I do know this.
Right. If you're gonna replace them with wood, right.
I mean, look, and I don't give a doggone how well you coat the wood, you treat it, or whatnot. Sooner or later, the water is going to get to the wood. And you got to have rotten wood. You don't walk in the woods and you see an old tree that has been falling for a while and it got mushrooms and stuff growing out of it. You ever see that? Moss and, and mold. And
mold.
I mean, you know, maybe that's how that's getting in the water, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating here. Right? But one other thing I know is that in I think it was in 1965 or 6, the patent office, like a bunch of morons, gave a patent to this guy who decided that he was going to make water pipes that travels all across the country, and by the government's own estimates, including the EPA, they're saying that there are over, and I'm not exaggerating, Google it, 100,000 miles of pipes made of asbestos and concrete under the ground in America right now, delivering water to you and I. Right? How in the world are you going to allow a pipe made of asbestos to deliver you water? I mean, like I said, don't believe it, Google it. This is what we're dealing with right now. And now the estimates on that is different. Some government organizations say, well, no, there's not 100,000 miles, but there's like around 60,000 miles. Some of them say, well, no, it's only 10,000. Some say, well, no, it's more than 100,000. So whatever you want to believe when you do the research and you pull up all these different studies from the EPA and some of these other organizations, you be the judge. But all I'm saying is that the pipes are there. So we are dealing with this type of foolery.
Oh, my gosh. Asbestos. Yeah. Hey, hold on a second, Doc. I think Scotty may have a question for Scotty. Did you have a question for Doc Hawkins?
Oh, no, Dave. I'm sorry. I left my mic open by mistake. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Doc, now, asbestos. That one I didn't know. I mean, my,
my heart just dropped. I mean, just a little black man trying to make it, so you know nobody is like
how many
said, hey, you know.
Oh my God! And Doc, now the state of New York is looking to acquire some of this technology and use it. How is that going to place a drain on the overall availability? Because, Doc, I seriously think, this is just me and tell me what you think, because I know that there's been a lot of individuals that have been comparing themselves and let everybody else deal with what's going to be happening in the future. I think there's going to be a super mad rush into the essential preparedness items, and there isn't one more essential than purifying water, and they always hide the overall acquiring of assets so the rest of the people won't know how important those assets are. And I'm seeing from my conversations with other at all. they'll be left with things that won't have the capability of getting out what's really causing the illnesses and the diseases and the pathogens that will be in the water, Doc. And I'm starting to really see this in different forms and fashion, to where there's going to be a mad rush for these types of assets so that there will never be a bidding war. What say you, Doc? How are you? How are you seeing this, Doc?
No, my brother, I tell you what, man, what you said is absolutely real. And I'll tell you something else, man. And I don't remember the brother's name, but I want to shout him out. One time when I was on the show, on your show, I guess it was around June or something. No, it wasn't June. Well, maybe it was, I would say maybe May of this year. And remember, mm-hmm. I was selling the NASA filters without the housings. And I would tell yes. everybody, hey, look, you know, just go buy your own housings. I'll sell you the filters. Yes. Go get your own housings. And I didn't sell right. the housings at the time. What I didn't know is exactly what you just said in relation to the filter housings. Let me explain how I found out. Wait,
Doc, so let me tell you, with that, because there was a problem with getting, go ahead, Doc, go ahead.
Yep, I mean, and I tell you what, so, you know, and I thought that, well, hey, you know, you can just get on eBay, get you a housing, because I've seen them on eBay, like, 30, you know, $45 or whatnot, so I said, well, hell, they can get their own housing, I'll provide the master filters, and that's that. Well, this one brother who bought a system from me, from New York, who's a listener to this show, I had yes. a special. I think it was for like $250 or something. The brother called me afterwards, and he was like, "Look, man, I tried to bring in a plumber, and it was a white plumber, to install this system, and they tried to charge me $500 for the housings and for the installation." And I'm thinking, "Now wait a minute. I mean, he didn't sound like he was locked, right?" So I'm thinking, this is some crazy stuff. So, you know, and I yeah. told the brother, I said, no, brother, listen to me. Get on eBay, buy you a filter housing for $45, and you get the free yep. shipping and everything. Go buy it. Like, he just kept saying this stuff to me and all this stuff. And then, you know what? It happened to someone else, too.
It happened to me, Doc. Remember, it was me.
Man.
It was me, Doc.
Wow. I mean, and you know what? I got to tell you something, David, and you're right. I remember that. I remember you telling me that, and man, that shit broke my heart. But it led me on a journey, man, and this is what happened. So I went to this organization called Pentec, right, who manufactures some really good housing. And I found out that you got to have a really good housing, because if you don't and you got too high of a PSI, some of these weak filter housings are going to explode. So the government right. puts regulations on the types of flow rate that you could have through the filter housings. Now, so, you know, I go to Pentec, and these guys had several filter housing packages available. I saw that they had a few thousand at one point, bundles, like six per bundle of the large houses. And then a couple of weeks later, I went back. I got my money together, and I went back to buy several of those bundles, and guess what? They only had about 30 of those bundles left. And I'm yep. like, wait a minute. You have thousands of bundles. You know, just like a couple of weeks ago, now you have 30 bundles left? So I bought as many as I could, you know, which was about 18 bundles. You know, each bundle had 16 houses. So I bought as many as I could at the time. So then I got my money right a little bit later, and I went back to buy some more, and they were completely out of the houses. And I talked to this guy here in Houston, this white guy who has a water filtration company, and he wants to know where I get the filters from, and I never told him. And I love to introduce
I gotta tell you that too, Doc. Go ahead, go ahead.
You know that, Doc. And so, to make a long story short, what I found out from this guy is that the white water purification company owners are actually in cahoots to buy up all the filter housings. Because you can have all the damn filters you want, but if you don't have the housings to put the filters in, or if you don't know how to make a reasonable housing yourself, then, you know, you're going to be stuck out of luck. So then I started realizing, okay, I need to start hoarding the filter housings. I need to have a real inventory of the housings. So ever since then, I've been stocking up and providing the housings with the filtration systems.
Doc, hold on. Let me tell you the story. This is so amazing. When you told me, you said, David, grab yourself the housing, have a plumber, have everything out, so all they got to do is hook it up, or you could do it yourself. I said, okay, cool. I called the plumber. The plumber came out to the house. I showed him one part of the filters, and I said, I need you to build the filter housing system. He says, first thing he did, he kind of chuckled and said, no, can't do that. I said, what are you talking about? You can't do it. You're the plumber. He said, I can't find the parts for that, for doing that. He says, what you do is you just go, you buy the filtration systems that they have. And I said, no, that's inadequate. I don't want that one. He looked at my filter. I showed him one of the Doc filters, just one of them. He said, where'd you get this from? I said, what do you mean where I get this from? What difference is it? I found it. And he says, well, no, I can't make anything. Like, he says, you're not going to find anything for this. This is, I'll be interested in buying it from you, is what he said. I'll be interested in buying it from you. That is how it went. And I immediately knew, uh-oh, something is wrong, because of his response to everything. He was amazed at the filter. So I took the filter back from him. And it was one of the smaller ones that, you know, the bundle that we have, that we were able to get, it was one of the smaller ones. And I didn't realize he looked at it, and I grabbed it, and he wanted to buy it from me. He asked me where I got it from. I, what are you talking about? What difference does that make? I found it. What are you talking about? Yeah. And so he says, well, I'd be interested in buying it from you. And that's when, and it's not only in that, Doc, it's in a lot of other things that these people are starting to hoard these things. Just like in Canada and in Japan, they are in massive building mode of bunkers and providing the overall filtration system, both air and water filtration systems, to be able to endure for years. And this is... This is what we're seeing.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty, real quick.
So how did you get it installed?
Well, Scotty, I actually haven't. I was going to actually build something, and it was going to be built in. And thank goodness I talked to Doc, because where I was thinking about building, Doc told me no way in the world. Don't go. So I'm definitely going to have to redesign some things and get with Doc, because I think Doc may have some of the housings that we may need. And if so, we'll do it. Or we're going to have to get with Doc to do it ourselves.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I got all of that now. I got all of those components now, man. I realized. See, and the only reason I did that, guys, was because I was trying to save the people money. I was trying to save them money, you know what I'm saying, by not supplying the housing, especially with shipping, because that stuff is heavy, you know, and you can't just ship that flat rate. You're going to have to, like, pay for that. And, you know, so I figured, you know, just supply them with the with the filters and not the housings, and, you know, everything is going to be good. But then, like I said, once I realized what was up with the housings, then, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, guys, I got a huge stockpile of housing now. A huge. I got a contract with Penn State.
Hold on one sec. We got to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, tell us about that, because we're all going to need to get it. I definitely want it, Doc, because I'd rather get it by your way, by you, than anybody else. Listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Give us a call. We'll see you in queue. Hit **, to unmute you, and we'll bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Dave, you there? I'm not hearing anybody.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. I had muted myself. Welcome, everyone, back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we got Doc Hawkins here on the line. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. And we're talking about the water purification. And this is one of the critical components, especially as this war paradigm starts to develop. Being able to have purified water and having clean water and living clean water is going to be very, very critical. So give us a call. I know that I want the housing units and everything that I possibly can get, because I know as things start to go awry, you're not going to be able to depend on the system itself to do for you what is in your best interest. You're going to have to take some, you know, the necessary precautions, and having purified water, well, more than purified, living water that is actually really potable, that's so important. So Doc Hawkins is with us. Doc, I'm going to just go ahead and say before I let you give you back the mic, I definitely want that housing unit, Doc, and charge me what you generally charge. This is how we do, Doc. Don't give me any kind of discount or anything else.
I'm not even going to do y'all like that. No, man, I'm not even going to do y'all like that. I tell you what, and this goes for everybody. If you bought filters from me and you need the housings, get at me. I'm going to make sure that you get them. You ain't got to spend no damn $500 to get a damn housing. That's ridiculous, man. You know, I got enough. So just, you know, hit me up, 281-475-8161. If you bought those filters from me and you need housing, get at me. I'll make sure you get the housing.
281-465. One more time, Doc.
281-475-8161.
I have that's the number. If you make a mistake on that, give me a call and I'll give you that number that Doc has for that one. And I will definitely get you that number, Doc. Now, you know, you said something that was so important, the housing units. Doc, how important are these housing units? Because that is critical, and that was a strategical move that all of these housing things started to you couldn't find them anywhere when they were abundant just, you know, months or a year or so ago. They were readily available. It's kind of like in the cryptocurrency space, the gaming cards for mining, you can find them things anywhere. You can't find them anywhere at all now.
That's right. That's exactly right. And look, guys, I got to be honest with you. Look, I'm still growing too, you know, and had I known just how crazy it was for me as a black-owned company owner that deals with commercial-level water purification not to carry those damn housings, there's no way in hell. That was a mistake, guys. I'm telling you. That was a strategic mistake on my part. And I realized that real quick. And then the moment I realized it, I said, damn. And but then by then, I mean, these guys had bought up hundreds of thousands of filter housings. As a matter of fact, the company that manufactures here in Texas, man, they sold so many houses, they had them on back order for 3 months. I mean, it was crazy. I started looking to get them from China. But you know what? Those coming out of China, those are the ones that are exploding. So, you know, I decided not to do that. Because you need... See, and here's the thing with the NASA filters. You can actually put a large flow rate through them. Because the way the filter media is designed, it doesn't restrict the flow of water like some of these other filters. Now, one of the mistakes that some people do, especially in the hospitals, is they purchase stainless steel housings. So the stainless steel housings don't explode as quickly like that. But there's a downside. The downside is that a virus, or let's just say a bacteria can survive on stainless steel for 93 hours. So if you got contaminated water going through a filter housing that's made of stainless steel, and you don't either use UV light to kill it or a NASA-based filter that can trap and kill those particles, you're going to be in deep trouble. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got to have certain certification to claim that your filters can actually kill bacteria and viruses. Not everybody can make that claim. If they make that claim and the EPA or the feds or other federal agencies approach them, they better have certification. They better have certain types of NSF certifications to prove that their filter media is actually a biological filter. Because if they can't do that, they're going to federal penitentiary. What I'm telling you is that a lot of these organizations out here, they're selling these filter housings made of stainless steel, knowing damn well that they can be easily contaminated. And that's why plastic is preferred. Now, a lot of these plastic filter housings are BPA-free now. So you don't have to worry about the leachable components and chemicals in the plastic filter housings. So get you a plastic filter housing. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's BPA-free, and a lot of them are.
Doc, and there are some major survival water filtration companies that sell it in the stainless steel form. And I didn't know that. And I'm so glad one of the water purification, the gravity-fed one that I use for drinking, I didn't go with the stainless steel, because something just told me don't do it, and I never knew why. I went with the plastic, and wow, Doc. This is why having the right information is so, so important. So Doc, where can everyone, we still can go to Ancient Waters, correctly, and go through there for some of the listeners?
Yeah. You can go to ancientwaterrestoration.com. Actually, we're incorporated now. We're an S corporation, not a C corp. We're an S corp. So now, and again, but those of you who bought filters from me and you want to get housings at a reasonable price, call me. Don't buy the housings on the website. Get them directly from me. That way, I can give you a better price than what's on the website.
Okay, I'm gonna go on the website and buy mine. I'm gonna go on the website and buy mine, Doc. You ain't even gonna know it's me.
You know what? I'm gonna block you too.
So, Doc, I definitely I got a couple of people, Doc, that I know that are gonna want to buy that as well up here, and we have a seminar that we're gonna have later on this year, and I definitely want you to come up and speak to those individuals. And I have a seminar actually Saturday with some individuals, and I'm going to give you a call because I want you to just to say, you know, introduce you to some of those individuals, and because they are serious preppers, and they need this type of information. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Would love to hear from you all. Doc, wow, you really, and Doc, I just want to thank you for advising me on where not to make that that move, because that really, man, and you know, I tell you, the great creator is always just in time. Oh, just in time. So
yeah, no way, Nick, I'm letting you go out like that, man. No way.
So, oh man, and Doc saved me. I was actually looking at a place to put one of our family bunker, and Doc let me know, no, absolutely not, and actually saved my banking on that one, because that's the last place. But hey, if you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We have Doc Hawkins, so definitely want to do that. Doc, so the filtration systems, definitely could get those from you, as well as the housings. Those of you that purchased the water filtration from Doc, when Doc was saying, hey, then, you know, just buy the filters and then, you know, go ahead and get your own housing because it would be cheaper for you. Doc's intention was to save you some cash on that, but we didn't know that, and it made all the sense in the world to me, you know, a couple of months later when I couldn't find the darn things anywhere. And when the plumber came and says, I can't find the housing for that. And I had three plumbers come. Three. And they all said the same thing. Well, there's nothing I could do. And you know what? One wanted to sell me, Doc, a stainless steel. He says, well, I got the stainless steel system that you, and I said, no, I'm not. Look, I already have what I need. I just need the housing. And he wanted to sell me the stainless steel one.
Oh, man. Now, hold on. Let me point something out, guys. Now look, if you get the filter housings with a stainless steel mounting bracket, that's fine. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a stainless steel mounting bracket. That's cool. But don't have your housings themselves made of stainless steel. I just wanted to point that out, David.
Right, because that's where the water is going to be transferring from, and that's where the water and the bacteria can actually take hold to the overall stainless steel, and that's, wow. You don't want to use the stainless steel as a reserve as a reservoir as well, right, Doc?
No, you don't. I mean, unless you are in an extremely sterile environment, you know, it's not something I would do at all, because at any time, let me point something out. Okay, there is a chemical known as 1,4-dioxin. And yeah, that's the actual name of the chemical. It's the number 1, the number 4 dioxin. Okay, One for dioxin, the government just came out, I would say, what was it, in April, in New York. As a matter of fact, Cuomo announced it. He said, well, I hate to tell y'all this, but the real reason, and you can just Google Governor Cuomo signs $3.2 billion water infrastructure bill, and it'll pull up all of the article and the news conference or the press conference so you can watch it and see what I'm telling you. He said, well, you know, we have a chemical in the water we didn't tell you about. It's called 1,4-dioxin, and 1,4-dioxin will literally give you cancer overnight. And not only that, but 1,4-dioxin can't be filtered out by any known filter on the planet. And he lied about that. And I'll tell you how I know. Because I've seen the EPA reports from the state of New York. I have them on me right now. Okay, I have them right now. I have the studies from FEMA, and I have the studies from Homeland Security, the U.S. Army briefings, and other government agencies, including the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA. All right, so they've all admitted that these filters take out all known chemicals, including radioactive. But I wasn't sure about this because I've never seen it in the studies. So I called the inventor of the filters, who is a good friend of mine, and I asked him, can this take out 1,4-dioxin? And he said, you're damn right it can. So then I'm wondering, why the hell would the governor of New York get on national TV and say this unless he simply didn't know? Now, remember, every state, well, in certain cities do too, have what's called a watershed. So the New York watershed, and Google this, y'all, watershed, one word. The New York watershed conducted tests every year for the past 11 years with these NASA-based water filters. And they tell you in the studies, now a lot of it's highly technical, but you'll get the gist of it, those of you who aren't really technical. And what it says is that they created retroviruses. Hear me very clearly. The EPA created retroviruses of hepatitis G. G as in girl. When have you ever heard of hepatitis G? Think about
that. Oh, my God.
When have you ever heard of that? You heard of A, B, and C. But what about D, E, F, and G? What the heck are those? Those are bioweapons. And now they're putting them in the water with the 1,4-dioxin, right? Because they want to see, as a biological weapon, what type of effect it's going to have on you, especially if you're not relevant.
Wow. Doc, the 1,4-dioxin, is that a part of the chemical component in Agent Orange?
I'm not sure.
Do you know?
I don't think it is. I think it's a whole other animal. And this is something I just learned about not too long ago. And I started doing research on it. I don't think it is. I think it's worse than anything in Agent Orange. Because basically they're saying if you get one part per trillion of this in your body, your kids are done for. Your grandkids are done for. It's worse than putting, God dang it, I forget the name of it. I'll think of it here in a minute. But 1,4-dioxin, from what I've seen, the scientific reports, the formula and conversions and equations and all that, guys, it's horrible. And this crap is in the water. They're claiming they don't know how it got there, and there's no filters that could take it out. But the NASA filters can. They can do it. They can take it out.
The radiation part, because you always heard of it, you know, that's when now tritium.
Tritium is bad, but it's not as bad as 1,4-dioxin. Now tritium is in the same category as dioxin, which is a different chemical. Now tritium, I'll tell you something strange about tritium, you can Google this as too. According to, I think it was the Washington Post, and I think it was the New York Times or something like that, they say that three-fourths of the country's nuclear power plants are leaking tritium into the
drinking water,
which is radioactive. tritium is radioactive, for you, those of you that don't know. All right. And 3/4 of the nuclear power plants are leaking this in the drinking water.
So that's what makes you glow. Wow.
Man,
wow.
And so does dioxide. Dioxide makes you glow too.
Right. So, listen, Doc, one more time, because we're getting ready to get out of here. And we got to have you back on, Doc, because water is so critical, especially with this war paradigm about to really take on a different life form and start to affect everyone. You're going to have, Doc has always said, water, 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 water. Water, water everywhere, nothing to drink. And so, Doc, once again, how can everyone get in contact with you to buy the filters and to get the housings if they have the filters already? The ones that Doc, only the filters that Doc actually sold you, those that Doc has the housings for those. But if you need both the filters and the housings, Doc, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can get in contact with me. If you need both, you can still call me, 281-475-8161. My fiance may answer, she's knowledgeable. She's very knowledgeable about everything, so you know she could help you too if I'm not around. But you can also visit the website at www.ancientwaterrestoration.com. That's ancientwaterrestoration.com.
Got you, Doc. One second, one more, because my pen, because I know our callers are definitely, one more time on the number, Doc, 281.
You bet. 281-475-8161. Now, if you're a close friend to the show and to David, as a matter of fact, David, I'll call you after the show if you like. Please, yes, I mean, you could get my cell phone number from David if you're
I'm not gonna get your cell phone number out. I'm not gonna get your cell phone number out, Doc. I'm just gonna get this number. Because we can't give your cell phone number out, Doc. But we'll give them the 281-475-8161. For those of you that bought the filters from Doc, Doc has the housings for them, and if you need filters for filters and the housings, and your first time you're buying them, get them from Doc. They're phenomenal. And I was amazed when I got my package. I was like, what in the world? It's extensive. And it is extensive. And Doc is, you can tell that this is Doc Hawkins' work because this is what you expect. And then Doc still has everything else that he has from the colloidals. And, you know, Doc still has those. So definitely you want to go to that, to ancientwatersrestoration.com. So, Doc, we got to get ready to get out of here. Yes, give me a call, Doc, at 7:30. I have a conference call, but give me a call right after the show, if you can, Doc.
Sounds good. Oh, I will. Definitely will. Hey, thanks again, guys, for letting me put in my 2 cents. Hey, peace to you, Scotty. Mm-hmm.
Doc, you're essential to us. All right, everyone, that's the show. We just want to say thank you. Right after Tando Radio Show is going to be B.I.B., is going to be coming on, so make sure you stay on for that, Black in Business with the Golden Voice of the Network, CC, and Brother Robert X. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out of here. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Sure can, brother.
All righty. All right. Peace.
Remember, give her peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.